I'm sitting here doing puja, addressing Radha Damodar in Oradea, known in Hungarian as Nagyvárad. It's a beautiful fall morning. I spent most of the early morning writing and also being on the internet checking up on the world situation. In Hungarian it's called Válság, in English it's called the economic crisis. And I don't know how much listeners or hearers go on the internet and keep themselves abreast of the news, but it's a good thing if you do, because many people are speaking about a world recession. Some people are beginning to speak about a world global depression of the similar magnitude as took place well way before our time. That was in 1929, and concluded with the Second World War, or the beginning of the Second World War. Devotees should remain aware of events that are shaping the world and shaping their lives. So if you are aware of such events, then you'll know it's good to think twice about keeping money in the bank if you're fortunate enough to have money, and because banks are going bankrupt left, right and center. The other is that whatever the outcome of this global crisis, it would be wise for devotees to ensure that they have on hand food, stuffs, water, and other essentials in order to sustain themselves in the case of anything happening. If it doesn't happen, then you just keep recycling your food, you cook it, you buy new stuff, but have enough food on hand to see yourself through a reasonable shortage. Not that any shortage is reasonable, but shortage of foodstuffs and water and other basic necessities. It's something that I'm emphasizing here in Hungary with the temples and also to other devotees, to congregation members. These things do happen in the world. They have happened in the past. And more telling is that Srila Prabhupada had informed us that they would continue to happen in the future. In fact, about 50 years ago, he predicted that the economic profile of the world as we know it would collapse. He said in 50 years' time. This is just about 50 years ago that that happened. So be prepared. And if nothing happens, then Hare Krishna. Krishna has saved us. And if something does happen, then you won't have your temple family members complaining about why they're going hungry or why they're in unprepared circumstances. Hare Krishna. Last night I had a nice program here, and right now at the house of, or the homes of Bhakti Yugu and his wife Ilona. They're part of the foundational structure of preaching here. We're helping Radha Govinda Prabhu. And I said homes because they have their house, and then on the same property. Ilona is a dentist, so she has a dentist surgery, and then beneath that she has another house with a large room which was being used as a temple room last night. And I was just recalling the ceremony of Ramvijay, Lord Ramachandra's victory over Ravana, which day before yesterday was celebrated at, well, celebrated everywhere, but particularly in New Brajadam, devotees wrote how they had this huge effigy of Ravana, which they threw burning arrows at, stones, curses, all kinds of swear words, Krishna conscious swear words, and how Ravan really burnt to the ground in the wrath of Lord Ramachandra and his followers. I was lamenting that I wasn't there, particularly because I have a new bow that Parameshwar bought, and I had plenty of arrows, and it would have really been a wonderful opportunity for me to test my archery prowess. Anyway, that was not to be, and I'm not that good of a shooter that I could shoot from here about 500 meters away, not meters, kilometers away. Meters I could manage, but kilometers not. That requires an Arjuna who can shoot such phenomenal distances, just like when he shot an arrow at Jayadratha. It's one of my favorite stories in the Mahabharata. How, and that was, I can't remember, is it 10 yojanas away, 80 miles away. Anyway, he was really far away, and still, just the mere fact that he was standing on this chariot at such a distance, not only could Arjuna see, which is also miraculous, you have difficulty seeing a few hundred yards, what to speak of kilometers, and not only did he see him, but Arjuna was able to shoot an arrow that cut his head off, and not only did it cut his head off, but the head couldn't touch the ground because that would cause Arjuna's death. But rather, the head ended up falling into the lap of his father, who was, again, all the way up in, I think, Rishikesh or somewhere in the Himalayas, so some further hundreds of miles. And because it dropped in his lap when he threw that head onto the ground, then he also died. I can't do that. I don't even want to do that. That's what makes Arjuna Arjuna, who's our hero. Anyway, back to Ramvijay. In Padma Purana, Ramante Yoganu Mante Satyananda Chidatmani described how the meaning of the word Ram means transcendental pleasure. Yogis enjoy transcendental pleasure by the recitation of the name of Lord Ramchandra. And Ramvijay is symbolic of the victory of Lord Ram, transcendental pleasure, over Ravan, the symbol of material lust. Ravana symbolizes the lusty propensity, the living entity's desire to enjoy separate from Krishna, and that is what lust is. Lust means you want to enjoy separate from Ram. And Krishna Indriya Priti, and satisfying the senses of Krishna, Lord Ramachandra, that is Tara Premanam, that is the definition of love. This wonderful battle shows that the quest for transcendental pleasure, quest for the service of the Lord, ultimately always wins out over the quest for sense gratification, or for Vaishnavas who are serious about practicing pure devotional service, they should be reassured that they will be successful because the pleasure that they attain from chanting Hare Krishna, from serving the Lord, that will suppress the innate desire for sense gratification that continues to lurk within the hearts. In days of yore, Ramachandra and Ravan fought on battlefields, just like Krishna or Arjuna fought with the Kauravas. In our day and age, the battlefield is within our own hearts. As Krishna describes, evam buddhi param buddha samstavatmanam atmana, there's our lower nature and our higher nature. Our lower nature tends to direct us towards sense gratification, enjoying this material world. These are the impulses. This is the impetus that we get from Kali. However, our higher nature is that Jivara Swarupo in the Jivara Krishna Das. Every living entity is Krishna's servant, and Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, and within our heart lies also love for him. But it's something that needs to be revived, something that needs to be woken up, and that's possible by Shravanadi Shuddha Chitti, by hearing and chanting about Lord Ram, by chanting the names of Lord Ramchandra. This actually awakens the dormant love within our heart and helps us to overcome the impetus of lust. So Vaishnav should never despair. They should know that Lord Ramachandra is on their side. And as long as we stay on Lord Ramachandra's side, as long as we don't turn away from the Lord, then we'll be able to triumph over our own Ravana-like propensities. But not without effort. It isn't that the monkeys, Hanumanji, they just sat around knowing that Ram is the Supreme Lord and ultimately Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Pata Tatra Shri Vijaya, that victory is inevitable. Rather, they fought. And they won the battle because they fought more diligently. They fought stronger than the Ravanas did. So overcoming lust means that we have to try, we have to aspire for spiritual success more than materialists do for material success. It isn't simply by being lazy men that such success comes. It's by being real conscientious warriors on the battlefield of the heart. And if we are, then yes, we will be successful. Are there casualties? Casualties meaning that is there no difficulty? Is there no obstacles in the way? Sometimes even it appears that Vaishnavas are unsuccessful. No, if we try with our full heart, if we give our soul to the service of Lord Ram, then we will be successful. Hard to measure by a materially molded mind how that success comes, but just as the monkeys who perished on the battlefield when the war was over, then Lord Ramachandra once again brought them back to life. So devotees who persevere, even though there may be so many difficulties, still by the glance of Lord Ramachandra. They'll be successful. We simply have to do our best. And ultimately, that's what Krishna asks from us. Mamanushmarad yudhyacha. You fight, you think of me, you depend on me. Nimittamatta bhavyasa vyasachin. Just be an instrument in my hands. And if we do that, then here this whole Ramvijay ceremony is our reassurance that we will be successful in this inevitable but in this very difficult struggle over the forces of lust. I say forces because lust doesn't simply mean sexual desire, but as quoted earlier, Atmendriya Priti. If you have any desire separate from serving Krishna, that's called lust. And it shows its grossest form in terms of sex life. But it has many, many other features and forms. So somehow or another, let's proceed forward. We may be monkeys, we may be bears, and we're actually less than the type of monkeys that Lord Ramachandra had to work with. But still, by the grace of the Lord, we'll become successful. Just a last word. Either today on the podcast or latest tomorrow, you'll see a letter, a little update on the Kazakhstan situation and a letter by Govinda Maharaj. This is a form letter that devotees could fax to the president's office in Kazakhstan, because the local council are now bent, after they've already bulldozed the homes, is right now they're going to bulldoze our temple and everything else that's there, and they're hell-bent on doing that. So this is the last effort, and if some of you are bold enough, then go to your local Kazakhstan embassy, deliver it personally to the ambassador, and demand a written reply. If you can take some human rights people, then by all means do so. And if you want some further information, then you can write to Govinda Maharaj on Tampo. They're also fighting. Perhaps it appears that the devotees are temporarily losing the battle, but we know that in the long term they will be victorious when the whole picture emerges about what this is all about, and it'll be clear how and why victory took the route that it did in Kazakhstan. Hare Krishna.